Hallelujah.
Well, you'd rather be in jail. All right. You know where I'd rather be at? At the feet of Jesus. Yeah, I know I'm a little loud. Never know about me. I might get louder. All right. If you will, to turn over to Matthew chapter 9. Verses 37, verses 38. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and verse 38. It says in Matthew 9:37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of thy word. And Father, we thank you for what it says. And Lord, we just thank you. And Father, for the number of people that's come out this morning. And Father, we know, Lord Jesus, that they come this morning to hear something from heaven. So Father, I'm asking, Lord, now, that you may take me, Father, and set me aside. And Father, that you may touch the hearts of the people this morning. Father, we do not know what's going on in each and every individual's life. But Father, we know that you do. And we know also, Father, that you care for them and you love for them. And Father, we grant their desires upon their heart this morning, that you may grant it. And Father, that your will be done within thy lives. Now, Father, help us this morning to bring this message out. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen and amen. See, right here, we're talking about the harvest. The harvest. You know, right now, the farmers right here, they're gathering the harvest in. And it won't be long before that they'll start turning over the ground. They'll start planting what they've planted, what they've worked, what they have labored for during the summer. That they'll go and they'll turn the land, and that they will turn it under and for the winter time, that it may kill out all the insects, kill out the grass, and all of that. But even with that in mind, even with that, thinking about that type of harvest, the farmer's harvest, when cold weather sets in, like in October, that it doesn't make no difference what the weather's like, how cold it gets or how hot it gets. Their laborer is never finished. They have never finished with the work that they started. And the reason for that is because they knew once they went into that type of work, into the farm, into the farming, that they know that it was a type of life that they had to give all their all to. they just couldn't give 40 hours a week to. They just couldn't give it Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday. But they had to give it each and every day of their life. So where they could see the hand of God work. Now, as far as the church is concerned, we must never give up on the harvest. The harvest is always out there. The harvest is always out there within the fields. And it's white. I mean, it's so plentiful today that it will not take us far to go to where we can't show someone else or talk to someone else about the Lord. Because people are hurting. People are they're against things today that they've never faced before in their life. Why? Because the time is coming up. The time is getting shorter. And we know over in the book of Revelation, we know that the devil's time is coming up. One thing about the devil, he knows his time is running out. He don't have much time left. So if the devil don't have much time left, that means that we don't have much time left. We have little time than the devil has. And we must be about what God has asked us to do. And we must instill it within us. And we must learn to the love, the harvest that God has allowed us to be able to be a part of. You know, we are ambassadors for Christ. And we're laborers for Him. And if we don't labor for Him, for Faith Baptist Church, and for this congregation of people, if we don't labor for Him, no one else is. And today, you don't hear many people, many churches anymore, having visitation programs. You don't have many people out here even going and visiting people anymore and trying to get people to church. My desire is to see people saved. That's my number one desire. And I believe that if we'll do what God has asked us to do, then we will see souls come unto the Lord and know Him as their personal Lord and Savior. And we should not beg then, and we should not be on them about, well, you know, come on down here and try us for a while. And we should allow the Holy Spirit of God to deal with each and every individual's heart. And if we do, then God will supply the need of the church. God will press it upon them. If not, they'll come at least one time. But my main desire is to see souls saved and for them to get into the house of God under the preaching of thy word, and they can get faithful to God. And if they get faithful to God, we should not have to worry about it. Because one thing about it, when we get to heaven, the only thing we're going to look forward to is when we standing at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We standing there. What are we expecting? We expecting the Lord to bless us. Yes, we are. I mean, people can say what they want to do. They want to go and, yes, they want to just bow at the feet of Jesus. But I'm hoping and praying that I got something that I can lay at His feet because of everything He's done for me and my family and everything that He's done for me since I've been saved. He has done so much for me that I can't forget about it. And that's one thing we should never forget about is when God saved your soul.
and where God saved you from and where God is going to take you to. God just... In other words, we must get busy. We must get busy. And when we get busy for Him, that means we're obeying Him. But if we just sit at home and I say, well, I'm going to let somebody else do it. I'm going to let Brother Bill and Pastor, I'm going to let them go out and busy. That's good. I'm going to go visit. It don't make no difference. You can pray for me or not. I'm going to visit. And I'm going to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's my desire that's within my heart is to see somebody saved. Truly born again. Washed in the blood. And when we are, we must be crucified daily. And what I mean to be crucified daily, that means that we must come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to do it one more time within our life. I've heard people say, well, I got saved back in 1972. Since I got saved, I've never doubted my salvation. Well, they're a whole lot better individual than I am. I've doubted mine sometimes. But thanks be to God, through the Holy Spirit, leads me back to Him. What that does, it leads me back to my recliner at my house. Back in August, the second Monday in August of 1980. When I gave my heart and my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then a few weeks later, I asked Him to be the Lord of my life. And when I asked Him to be the Lord of my life, it became personal. It became personal between me and Him. Because what I was doing for Him, I won't do it for myself anymore. We need to make Him personal. We need to fall in love with Him. I don't know if everybody's heard this or not. I know some of you have. And I'll say it until the day that I'm dead, until the day that I'm gone home and everything. And I may even say it that I don't know. When me and my wife, when we first met, and I know she don't like for me to bring it up all that much, but I can't help it. I can't help it. Because I met somebody. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't tell me. There ain't no such a thing as love at first sight. Don't tell me about that. Because it is. Because I fell in love with her that night. 2 weeks later, I asked her to marry me. 3 months later, we got married. This December the 19th, be 44 years. It all hasn't been good. It's been some hard times. It's also been some good times. Good time is outweighed the hard time. And you know, I really thought I loved her until the day that I got saved. Until the day I got saved. The day that I got saved. Then 2 weeks later, I asked the Lord to be personal in my life. That is really when I I finally realized that me and her was one individual. And I love her today, all my heart. Something was to happen to her, I really don't know what I'd do. I know God will give me the grace to go on. I wouldn't want to go on. But we must realize that anytime we deal with love, it has to be on a personal base. It has to be personal to you and to the other individual. And we know the love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us is personal, because He gave His life. He died on that cross of Calvary for my sin and for your sin. And not, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I feel good this morning. I feel like I could just run up and down this. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to tell you, we need to get excited. We need to get excited. And I know my wife always, I know she was probably quenching because she knew I was going to hit the floor. But praise be to God, I didn't hit the floor. Why? Hey. Woo! I love God. Do you love God? If you do, say so. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't never be afraid to say that, God, I love you. Don't never be afraid of that. Because if you're afraid of saying, God, I love you, I might ought to check up to see who you really love. May not be God. Would Paul tell him? When verse 16 in the first chapter, what did Paul say? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of Him. And it's repeated again over there, and I think it's 1 Peter. Well, Peter says, I'm not ashamed of Him either. And look at what they went through. Look at what they went through. Look at what we've been through. We have not been through nothing yet. But unless He turns, a whole lot more we're going to go through. But I'm so thankful that He's got a grip to my hand. And it's locked in like a handcuff He's got on me. My hand's handcuffed to Him and He's handcuffed. I can't be separated. Why? Because He's got the key. He's got the key. I can't be separated. The laborers are few. Have you ever seen a time where we're at the point in the Christian life today that where you can go and you can knock on someone's door or just go and visit someone, and they'll come up and say, I've been living here a long time. I've never had a church, anybody from any church to come by and visit. They ain't even had the Jehovah Witnesses to come by and visit them. So the Jehovah Witnesses is slacking up. And you know when they slacking up, we are dead. But we ain't doing nothing, because they was doing it all then. They would get out of motorcycles. I mean, not motorcycle, but bicycle. They would ride. They would ride through the cities. Then when they rode through the city, then they would stop. They would maybe park the bike or something at a house or church somewhere. And then they'd get out and they'd start walking house to house, putting out that watchtower they got. And the only thing that they believe in is Jehovah. That's good that you believe in Jehovah. But you got to believe in more than just Jehovah. You got to believe in Jesus Christ, and you got to believe in the Holy Spirit, because it takes the Trinity. It takes all three to do the job. And we have got to do our part. And if we don't do our part, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be consequences at the judgment seat of Christ for us not doing what we've done. How many wants to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and then Him come up and say, "Well, I thought you were going to get a crown, but you know, you wouldn't go out and go visit. Yeah, I know we got your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. You just come into the church and you just sat down. You prayed, but you sung in church. But that's not all it is to it. We come in to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We come in to praise His holy and righteous name. And once we leave them doors, once we go through that door or through that door and go back out in the world, then we go out there to serve Him and to be a witness for Him outside of the door, not in the house of God. But people got it backwards. They think if they come to the house of God, they've done God a favor. No. They've done their own self more harm, really. The laborers are very few. Can you imagine? It is16 of us here this morning. That's counting the little small one. But can you imagine? In this community. Not this community, but even in the city of Danville. That if we would just deny ourselves, say, "Lord, here I am. Use me." And I think the reason a whole lot of people don't say that is because they think that the Lord is going to ask them to do something that they don't think they can do. It's just like me. I was a lost sinner for 30 years. You think the day I got saved, everything fine the next day? You think everything went right the next day? No. Gradual process. Once you get saved, He will help you. Not only will Jesus help you, not only will God help you, but when the day that you've got saved, He says over there in John chapter 14, He tells us, He leaves us with a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit. That comforter is to teach us and to help us day by day. We cannot face anything. Well, I can't face anything without the Holy Spirit. I can't face anything without the Comforter. Because I can be going down the highway, or I can be going straight on to my destination and everything, and I can be walking on just like that. And then next thing you know, he blocks the road. Time I get to the tree, I still ain't got to stop. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has done moved the obstacle. Why? Because not just me, anybody. Just because that they are doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. He will move the obstacles from us. We cannot change ourselves. We cannot do anything ourselves to make us a better Christian. Only through the Word of God. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit is where we can become a better Christian. A better individual and walk with for Him. Let me ask you a question. How many would like to see? How many would really like to see this church grow? Everybody raise their hand. Everybody raise their hand. Hallelujah. You know how it's going to happen? For us to be the light. Say, Lord, here I am. I want to work for you, Lord. Son, come on, I want to work for you. He said, come on, son. You know, this week alone, I have seen, I reckon maybe where I got the verses from, but where the labor of love has been here. Not only just this week, but it's been here. It was here when it wasn't but six people here. The labor of love was here. Why was it here? Because you did not want to see Satan take over the work. Because you knew if you closed the doors, it was a good possibility somebody was going to come in and take it over and everything, and they weren't going to be preaching the gospel, and they won't be have do anything at all for God. They just come in here and worship, and just dancing and all of that. I'm an old-fashioned preacher. I love to hear a good gospel song. But I don't love these that they stand up here and they sing, and I don't know the first word they're singing. I mean, and I don't understand the first word. I mean, it may be all right for some people, but for me, it's not. I want to know what I'm hearing. So if I go into a church, or if I go to a revival, or go visit somewhere, and if a preacher gets up and he starts a preaching and everything, and then he starts going and start a jabbing and speaking in tongues and everything, what am I going to do? And they don't need me staying, because I don't know what he's saying. So my wife is, we're going to get up and leave. That's what, we need to stay where we are and get something from God. And I thank God for every one of you. I really do. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you, Ted. Oh, said anything. Ever done anything? And if we'll get anywhere. Sorry, any kind of hard figure. Anything. Sorry. I apologize. Just a favor. Take it all I can do. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not gonna say everything that's right. I'll say this. I'm gonna try my very best to do it. Your faith is awesome. Love you. We got to give back. Sister Donna, I love you. And I know you that you've been going through something that I don't know anything about. But God finally come through. I love you in the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness here at the church. God bless you, Brother Bill. Appreciate you. I know you've been going through the same thing and everything. With a new child, your new grandbaby. I don't know what y'all been through. Like I said one Wednesday night, God does not start a miracle the way he ain't going to end up. Don't waste no miracle. God don't waste anything. Anything I've done, if I've ever said anything or done anything, in the pulpit or whatever, burning kind of ill feelings, anything, and I know y'all wouldn't say it. I know none of y'all would say anything. I want to apologize to each and every one of you. You, Sister Huff, you, Sister Taylor, Sister White, if I've ever said anything. I'll get you at home. Just an answer. I know it's been maybe been difficult, more on you than it has anybody. Because I know that you miss your daddy. You know, he wouldn't want to come back if he could. If I've ever said anything in the pulpit, bringing any kind of ill feelings or heart feelings, I apologize. Maybe really. And I love you in the Lord. Anything I can ever do for you, let me know. Brother John, God bless you, brother. You've been a blessing to me since you've been here. You really have. You've encouraged me. If I've said anything at all, I apologize. Sister Boone, thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of it. If I've said anything at all, just That's not my intention to discourage anybody. Thank you, brother. Thank you for what you do here at the church. Love y'all in the Lord. I love you too. Love you in the Lord. I love you in the Lord. If there's anything I can ever do for you, God bless you, brother. If I've ever done anything to you, if I've ever said anything since you've been coming, I apologize. I hope and pray I haven't. If I have, Sister Lulu. Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you. But no, if I've said anything at all. If I've said anything at all to defend it, to offend anybody, please forgive me. I feel like that I'm not worthy. And I know I'm not worthy to even be here amongst y'all. But my prayer is that God will always pray. And I want to thank the Lord for these being here this week and the weeks before and the work that they put in here painting. Not easy. But I am a little jealous. I am a little jealous. And the reason I say I'm a little jealous is because I know the blessings of God is going to pour out on me. May not see it today. May not be next week. I believe that. And the ones that cleans here, the ones that back in it back, takes care of the money. Thank you. Thank you. I love all of you. And I mean, if there's anything at all I can do for you, just pick up your phone and call me. And I mean if you need me during the night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4, give me a call. I'm not one of these preachers that 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And God called me. He didn't tell me anything about money. You didn't say anything about time. Because I need your help. Not only does he need my help, now I need y'all also. We've got to work together to build the church. I want to thank my wife, really, for putting up with me. I know it's been hard on me. So I've waited. Sometimes I didn't wait because I wanted to wait. I give up a fit because I just didn't know no more. I come close to this. Throwing a towel in. My wife and my daughter both. Not going to be happy. Some of the things that I've put them through, I apologize. I tell you what, I couldn't do it alone. I know that Jesus Christ is my rock. He's my cornerstone. But I also believe, also God, not only gives us Jesus Christ a solid rock and a cornerstone, but He also can give us a friend, companion, or anyone who can be a natural rock. Jesus Christ is my spiritual rock. My wife is my natural rock. I know she's praying for me. I just want to see right now. I got so much joy in my heart right now, and so much is just building up within me that I want to let go of what. But I want y'all to realize it's because of you. Because of y'all. We're the laborers that God has. Do we want to be laborers, or we just want to be the has-been? The ones that just come to work and, but I'm going to just get by today. Or we going to be the ones that goes in and gives what we can. Give what we can that day. We're going to give God what we can give Him that day. You know, just like it says in the New Testament, where Jesus went out and He hired. Paraphrasing, where they can go on a job the next day. They went out. They got there. And they told them how much they would make, how much they would get for a day's wages. It was a penny. A day's wages. They didn't have quite enough labor. So run across some more around the middle of the day. And he asked him the same thing. I would like for you to come and labor today with us. I need your help. He said, okay. They didn't ask, they may had, and maybe I'm forgetting about that part of it. But I don't think they was worried about the money. And they were just tickled to get something to do. Showed them what a job was. And they went. That afternoon they come back in. get the wages for that day. The ones that labored all day, from morning to night, they got a penny. Then the ones that went out and labored a half a day, they got a penny. You know what that tells me? It tells me, don't what we do, how little we do, God is still going to reward us. Still going to bless us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Now, Lord, we just pray, Father, for the laborers, Father. Father, the laborers of love. Lord, I pray this morning, God, if there's some here that would like to really come in and maybe join the church or whatever, Father, and just really want to come in and labor for you, Father, and labor for the church, and labor for the people, Father. Father, yes, there's people hurting out here. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will just help us, Father, that we can be the one, that we can be able to go and show them something. Father, that you are there to help them, to heal them, to care for them, and to look upon them, Father. Father, we thank you for the message today. Thank you for these thy people that come in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
235. Ask me not. 235. Thank you.